hallowed and behold. What? The sacred can be apprehended with the feet? The earth retains a glory of incidents impeded by shoes? I thought hell and death were down there, though usually I feel through the face that sort of thing. My eyes touch for me moments of hallowed and behold. I read the words, a Chinook rose up, and I pictured not wind but a salmon, huge above the landscape, its glittery jaws beginning to redden and hook out, big as a mountain and gulping because the air is thin and difficult to breathe. This sort of thing strengthens my eyes. Looking like drinking, the horses whisper to the water, and whatever was said just before I came down that morning was agreed. The grasses nodded, trees also, tall plants swaying assent, the water looking the other way to clouds as if uninvolved. And so I watch. I listen. And I see the night sky becoming unfastened from its lights. See a rabbit condense out of dew. I seem to feel trees deciding which fruits to throw down, which to keep. And sure enough, there is something under me. I close my eyes. A specialness heats up my shoes.